Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Psyche Jethro. We're on Psyche's Gone Wild, 516-453-6081. And I welcome all of you new listeners who are getting used to it. Today, we're going to have a very special guest on. Carol is she's an ordinary person with a spiritual gift. She communicates with those beyond, and she sees and hears. And when she was little, she used to have things see people and things by her bedroom window. She is really like a little music box would play, and the guitar would have one chord played. It was frightening, you know, to have this, and she'd cover her head, hopefully not to suffocate while she was there. You're just going to love her. She's just a fun person, and she's here today on Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you today, Carol?
I am doing really good. You know, it was pretty chilly out this morning, but the sun has come out. Everybody's warming up, including all my fingertips, and it's really good to be on the show with you today. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, Carol, and I love all of you guys that are doing the contact. Make sure you go into our website, Catch Us Here, so you can get with us. I've got a lot of you that are still trying to, I guess, find us. We're Psychic's Gone Wild on Facebook, and you can catch that real quick. I'm Psychic Jethro. This is Carol Cook. We're here live. And what we encourage you guys to do is take that time, get to know us a little bit. I read a little bit of Carol's biography for you, and I had a couple of people already contacting me over here and Twitter going, Jethro, I still have not found you. Yeah, we're in Twitter, I'm Psyche Jethro. This is the radio show Psyche's Gone Wild. So I'm copy and pasting you guys, getting you in here. Have fun with the fact that I got to tease you. If you type in Psychic Jethro, those two keywords, you will find me. I've been here a long time. So I do know that you love it. We're going to be able to pick up the phones here and give a few free readings, and we're doing a little bit of email. So this is the wild. We have prizes, and those of you know in December, we'll be giving away some big ones. The Christmas Day, we will be here helping you guys on Christmas. That's, you know, with me and the work, and I've got some of the hostesses, you know, depending on their holidays, they'll be coming in and out saying hello to you, Merry Christmas, and doing things. I know a lot of you have asked, Carol seems to be very fun. I have listened to the show a couple of times. Carol, I got to ask you, you just seem real laid back. You don't seem to be, it's funny, we just read that. You don't seem to be scared or frightened by some of this stuff. What do you feel, Carol, about being psychic? And is it something you would suggest to people to do, or is it something you should be cautious with?
Well, I got to tell you, honestly, it took me years to be comfortable with it. And yes, it being a little kid and seeing somebody standing next to your bed or somebody outside your bedroom window, it is extremely frightening. But as, you know, some people, they accept it at an early age. Other people, they grow into it. I never really had anybody, you know, to describe it to me, or a family relative to say, oh, you're gifted, this is what you need to do. I didn't have that. So, but you always have the abilities in you, whether or not you choose to develop them or not. That's purely up to you. And some people, they really acquiesce to it. And it is something not to show off with, but it truly is a gift. And so I enjoy mine. And I finally come to terms to accept everything. And with that, it's also been the invitation from Jethro to speak on his radio show. So thank you. Thank you for asking.
Love it. And those of you tuning in, we're here live. We're going through, I've looked up here, really good news. We found chocolate. I do have to tell you guys, psychically, you did help us. She had took a little bit of a vacation. And the joke is now she has two families and we share her. Chocolate is getting a little bigger
chocolate.
Now.
The black lab.
Yeah.
That's the black lab.
Yes. So we thank you over here.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear she's home.
Oh, you know, and those of you calling in, this is live and this is real. So, you know, we have, and Carol, let me look, and I do know a couple of you have asked me with the messages. You've got to realize that I get a lot of messages. I have a lot of different websites coming in. The best way is to catch us at that psychicjustle.com, because then we can keep up on it. And I do know that someone said, Jethro, you're psychic, you should know. I do know, but you've got to realize that I work like 7 to 8 clients a day. I have a full time. I do other work. I do temper chef for those of you who do food. And I, you know, it's just I'm constantly going. So those of you tuning in, we just, I'm so glad that we're, you know, running down the list here. We're going to grab the phones. I know a couple of you have said, Jethro, what is happening? I got on the site and I heard your voice, and then I listened for a while, and then I could tell there was a show. I guess you probably should get to a better reception area. I don't know. You got me there. I'm not a technical person, but I do know that we're here. We're live, and we're ready for you at 517. How about 918? We got 918 live on the phone. How are you today, 918?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Do you want to tell us your name and ask the question? Oh, Jennifer. Yay. There's our Oklahoma
yes.
girl.
Yeah, maybe my phone should cut out this time. How are y'all doing?
I hope not, Jennifer. Your mom's going to come up here and get me. And Carol, we got to get a reading in with you, girl.
My question is, I was wanting to see if y'all can pick up anything on my baby.
The baby you're
well,
carrying,
I'm
sure correct?
Right there with you.
Yes.
And she's talking. She's talking up a storm.
You hear her, Jethro?
I do, yes.
And what is your baby's name, please?
Ellen.
Ellen? Oh, what a graceful name.
Yeah.
And what is it that you would like to know from Ellen? Because it sounds like she's still learning her language skills.
Just if everything's gonna go okay in the delivery, and
when's he gonna come?
If he's gonna be coming anytime soon.
Jethro, I think I was a little bit hard to hear her. Ellen is being delivered. Is that correct?
Yeah, she has a baby there, and then she has a baby that's coming. And it's not you.
Okay.
It's the phone going a little bit. Sorry about that, Carol.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. So with the delivery, Ellen is the one that is physically there with you right now, correct? That is already of age.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're asking about the delivery of the new baby, correct?
Yes.
I'm seeing that it'll take a little bit of time. And as you know, with all births, you know, not everything is like textbook, boom, you start here, you end here. But this one is going to take a little bit of time to be delivered. She's on her own clock right now. And I think it's a female. Maybe I might be wrong, but I'm seeing that this baby is going to take its time to be born, Mama.
You're in a male, and you hear it's like that. I think he's saying that that's why in her sweet, they said in sweet time. And I did see, Jen, are you having some complications or something? There seems to be a little bit of have you had some maybe false labor pains or something? There seems to be a little bit of energy that it started and then stopped, is what they said. So I agree with Carol.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that's often the case with the guides and the work and the cause. They're wanting to make sure the baby is good. And it's funny because the baby is doing it, but I feel your system and your body is going here. It's almost time, and the baby's going, oh, I'm taking my time in here. I'm not ready yet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I also getting that the baby that is already in her arms is talking to the baby that is inside Mama, and they're having a nice conversation.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she does all the time.
She's ready for the baby, so she'll have more to talk to. She wants to see it.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's busy.
I love her. Very good. Now, you are on a move or something, too, Jen. We got a little bit of energy here. Are you, you know, the old rule of are you nesting yet? Because I feel like it's that's part of it, is when the natural part, when they start saying, here, now we got the place, that may have changed a little bit of this for you, because spiritually you know that you're here, or you've got a place set up, and this is where we're going to be. You know, has there been a shift in the family, a move?
Yeah, we're moving. Hopefully next week.
Oh, see, now we're getting juicy, because Carol, me and Marie, that's what we're both getting. And I heard this baby said, I can wait till after you move. They don't want to come out and deal with this. They want to be when it's better. Once you move,
yeah.
Said, once you move, then we can do this.
That's what that delay is he's talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We love you, Jed. Tell everybody hi there. And Jennifer, we love you. Tell your man, yay, it's cool to see you guys on. I know with Facebook and definitely you're in Gone Wild Room. Contact me and Carol. Let us know. We're going to be waiting to see when this one gets here so Ellen has someone to talk to.
Thank you.
Thank you. We love all you guys. We're connected
Thank you.
Here. Carol, the person right in here, Carol, does Carol have any babies? I am really curious. I've had felt Carol's energy, and I feel she's just a real strong person. I don't know why, but I had wondered if Carol was going to try to have babies or some new beginning. Something's happening with Carol that I read in 2021 where it's a whole new beginning.
Well, I wasn't blessed to have little babies of my own, but I have little four-legged babies. Well, they're not so little. They're kind of big. They're like 95 pounds, Thelma and Louise. they're like 95 pounds each. But as far as new beginnings, I think you are on to something for me. Yes, most definitely. And as far as what that entails, you know what? The sky's the limit. And as I do some meditations, I'm thinking of everything positive, you know, so my glass is half full and I can look forward to a much better 2021 than we all had in 2020. So thank you for the input.
Deanne there, and she's over in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So she's, and
wow.
I love all you people just contacting us. Just so I always love listening to this show. I've never really ever called in. I love to message you, and I must tease you. The person that was going to give you the pizza in New York has made me mad for many years because they don't give you pizza. If you ever get over here, you can have a New York style pizza. I come from New York and I cook a very good pizza. Tell them to not push your phone or ever make you rush for a pizza, because you got pizza every time you come to see me, or if you ever need one, just give me your address and I'll mail it to you. You shouldn't have told me that. I gotta tell you, I have been, those of you know, it's my birthday, the 12th, and I've been celebrated, and I ate too much sugar, and I've been craving pizza, I'm making homemade pizza, I'm dreaming about pizza. So, you know, I definitely will be working out some negotiating with you. So I love you, and thank you there, you know. Anna Lee, we just love the fact that there, and you know, I want to tease you, sent a picture here, and I can see, I do see some really fun energies around you. You know, your family is there. I saw the woman with the little tea towel on her arm, and she said, she goes, honey, you need to just get him up and on his feet. I feel like she's teasing about your son. She said, if he's big enough to sit at the table, he's big enough to bring food to that table. She's really got something about there. So I hope your son doesn't get mad at me. I still want my pizza, but I did see her, and I love her because she's very strong. She has a really beautiful necklace. There's something about this, like, it looks like a very beautiful cultured pearl necklace, and I thank you for doing that. Jethro, we have to ask Carol, why is my man messing around with the wooded lady every time I turn around? We call her that. We don't even know her name. She jogs up and down in our woods. One day she's in tights, the next day hardly in anything else. My husband is 68 years old, and I don't think he needs to be checking out the woman in the woods. I told him if he wanted to get with the wooded lady, he might be putting himself 6 foot under, because this woman just seems to be exercising everything, and I mean everything when I say she's out there in the woods working out. What does Carol suggest I do with my roving eye man so that he stays out of the woods?
Well, that is an interesting scenario for the person who's doing the jogging in anything and in nothing. That would be quite startling, to say the least. But for the roving eye, I'm getting that it is only the look of astonishment. I can't even say that what I'm picking up is that he would even approach a person like that. He is much dedicated to the relationship that he's in. You know, it's as if a couple is walking down the street and they see somebody walk by, and the husband stops and stares at the other person, or the wife stops and stares and looks at another person. You're like, what do they find attractive in that? Well, it may not even be attractiveness. It may be just shock. And I'm not saying shock and awe. I'm just saying shock. So, regardless if she's working everything or not, she can keep working it, and she'll get cold sooner or later. So, Jethro, do you have any input?
I agree totally, and I love what you're writing there. Leonette is a friend of hers. She goes, I do hope you get to answer my friend's problem, because I've seen him over there, and we've laughed. He's never exercised so much in his life. I told her to let her keep doing it. At least it's getting him out of the house so we can talk. I thought the really funny thing about him and this is that it's only just a little bit of a surprise. I will say this. She may be working out, but I don't think it's working, because I haven't seen her lose any weight. I have seen things that have scared and put gray hair in my head when I looked over there in the woods. Lynette, you guys, I don't know about your woods, but you got me already. And this is, you know, we're going into the better holidays. Let's start doing some Thanksgiving. Maybe we should, you know, talk about getting him at home and having dinner, because it's going to be a little wild. We thank you. Oh, my gosh. You guys always get me. Erica writes in, I have to ask the psychic question. My ability has enhanced, and now I've noticed that I have a new vibration. The problem is it doesn't vibrate with my boyfriend. We've been together for 2 years. He's always been a little bit shy and awkward. Now I seem to look at him and I pick up information. Embarrassingly, I picked up that in the second grade, he took his sister's crayons to make sure that she got in trouble in school. I'm getting things like that. I don't know what it is, but it's making me feel real awkward. I'm trying to tune it down. I don't want to know everything about him, because part of why I liked him was he was mysterious. Help me tune it down.
I almost think, you know how some people can open themselves wide open and they can be receiving any little bit of information, even if they think it's from their spouse, their significant other. It really may not be that person that they're picking up, because they're so wide open. Jethro, what do you think about filters? I know at times I've used the filter.
I do agree, and I would feel that we need to do a little filtering. We need to do a little bit of, you should be doing more exercise of not just doing the physical, but actually the meditational exercise of filtering, projecting energy, shielding a little bit, because they're opening you for a reason. And I do realize, Erica, that's where I went, I disagree that you need to shut it down. I think you need to regulate it and filter it, but there's a reason. I also feel that there's something coming up very seriously that they want you to be able to know, because you have committed. Something there has happened in this 2 years where you've made a commitment where the guides decided that you two are going to be more stronger together. And we do change. You know, people do develop. So I definitely feel that what I would work with I would also, like Carol said, with the filter, start developing some different things with him. I do, and I love what Carol said, there's times that this stuff comes in. I remember, and especially with some of the ability open, it's a little hard to maintain it. Work with some protections, work with some individuals, work with some guides, and get with, a teacher, someone. I got to tell you, there's something about your guy that they want you to know, and they're giving you the little stuff before they hit you with the big one. And, you know, I'm sorry, but that's what I feel. You know, I know that they start out, like a lot of times the guys are like, okay, he's over here and he plays with this on here. He didn't do this here. He picked up the change from the person that was in front of him and was excited to all of a sudden real big things. He sometimes is talking and doing something deliberately. I feel like he's keeping this relationship going real slow. And I keep feeling he's dragging his feet. And whatever that entails is probably why he was, a little bit. And I like people that are quiet. I'm a very talker. But, Carol, it is kind of nice to keep that little mystique. So She does the shielding. Tell her a little bit about how, what would you have her help in, you know, how can she seal that, filter it?
Well, just like you were talking about, you can go seek teachers, and the teachers will appear and come out of nowhere. You'll be surprised about that. But also protection, because if you're wide open, you're letting in so many different energies into what you're seeing and feeling. And it could be very authentic, where he actually did do something with the color crayon so that his sister would get in trouble. But as far as your development, definitely keep working at it. You know, everything has a message. And maybe it could have been the color crayons. Maybe it wasn't his action with his little sister. So I would say keep working with it and find a teacher and use protection and energy protection, you know, to be sure that what you have coming in is for your highest good.
Very good. This is Edith. Edina, I apologize if I messed up your name, Edina. I am writing to you. It's like it's gone wild. I have had the most peculiar thing happen. My sister is married to a very good man who's very gifted, and my sister is not. I am very much have ability and have worked with it since I've come over from our country. The question I am asking is, my sister actually suggested to me that maybe I should be able to foster them having a child. Her husband would impregnate me the natural way, and then I would be able to give her that psychic child she wanted. That is very different. I thought about it, and I realized, you know, I could do this for my sister because she cannot have children. The thing that I'm more concerned is, what if the child isn't psychic? Because genetically, my mother isn't psychic, my father is psychic, and I am psychic. I'm trying to see what would be the best position to make a psychic child.
Oh.
Wow. That is a very deep, deep question when it comes to having a baby and wanting a baby to be a certain way. Jethro, I'm going to ask you for some input on this.
I got to tell you that my first thing is, I will tell you that there are people that are ability that don't know it. So your child will have some of those genes because of the energy there. And I can tell you from having raised children that they all have abilities. They all would work with. I would tell you, I wouldn't, I'm not so much about the physician as I would work with someone there who's of the culture of yours and tiny. You want to have a baby in Scorpio, Pisces. These are more stronger things. And that's where I can tell you from it. I'm very much a believer. I know if you believe in the years, you know that the year of the snake, the year of the dragon, the year of the tiger are very intuitive. So being able to work with those, I have heard different situations that actually different, like they call it the majesty position. We're doing an adult movie show today. You guys got me. That position will help enhance with the children. You know, some of this stuff is a little folklore, though, because they always said that the condition, if you wanted to have a girl, I have all sons. My son has six sons. We have that gene. We make boys. So I honestly know, and you know from science, that X and Y factor comes from the male. They say it can enhance those things, but they've never scientifically proved. So I would say sitting down, working with that, and if you decide to do this, I think it's very good with the family. If you know that you're doing something here, and that you're going to have that kinship with that niece or that nephew, and I would really suggest working with that. I can tell you from students that I have here and from my years of it that the younger children start right away, so that the age from 1 to 5 would be needed to where you would probably be surrogating or helping her, opening that child because they're doing it. Right, Carol? Carol just read the baby. Ellen was talking to Carol while we were reading Jan, her mom, and she's like, I want the baby out. And so what we're having go on is that age, and she's 2, you know. So you guys, they're doing it. And what happens is your sister may have been open very much at 5, but because of the different energies, you probably spent far more time with your dad, and you were open. I can tell you from my son, who was on a birthday present, very open, very gifted, very Scorpio like me, but his ability opened a little later because when we first was doing this, I was working two jobs, just had another child and had to, you know, do things. Once I was around him, his gift really opened. So there's, I would say things like that. I feel that that would be your answer. And, you know, the energy is intended to be with what's there. I find it very beautiful. I will tell you confidentially, you guys are getting a little secret on Jethro. I have had people in my family who wanted to have another child. The thing was a little complicated is they wanted to have a daughter. And as you can see, I kept making boys. And so we chose electively for them to do something a little different because they also wanted a psychic daughter. The guys have read for me for many, many years, and I did date, so it is possible, but they say I have a psychic daughter out there. And I can feel it, but not to my knowledge have we proven it. So what are we going to say there? We're getting juicy here, Carol. We're telling stories on ourselves. Get me, pull me out of there. Okay. And so, Carol, you know, looking at the guys and the work and the relationships, and this is something that's so beautiful. Do you feel sometimes where you see what people's relationship, these people are meant to be together? Or do you have times where you feel, okay, this relationship's so intense, will they make the energy?
Wow. Well, when I look at couples and just looking at a picture, it's like reading an aura. And I say that kind of in a funny way, an aura. And so looking at that, you can see the colors. You can see if the colors are opposite of each other or if they're commingling. But if you're in front of a couple and you're talking with them, you know, how they interact, good key. And I'm not saying I'm a specialist in that department at all. But psychically, when you're looking at that couple, you can see and talk to spirit around them, and you can definitely get the vibe as to whether or not this is, you know, a right here, right now relationship or a right now, forever type of relationship. The twin flame, the soul that you've agreed to reincarnate with, all those things. You can pick up when you're looking either live at a couple or if you're talking to somebody in regards to that couple. Jethro, do you have any more input on that?
I love that. I think it's exactly that. And I do think that's one that all of us, there are individuals who I will say they claim different ones with that, but I agree with her. I agree very much in what Carol said. You feel it. You kind of read that together. You know, and what has been the coolest thing about reading energies with it for my 30 years and what Carol and me are talking about is we pick up the pieces that help with where they are or with the energy. So, you know, I guess it's in how you perceive the energy. I can tell you of different auras that people say do not get along, they will never be together. One of them celebrated their 48th anniversary in Sedona while I was there.
Wow.
And the big
wow.
joke was... They love to come and they call it stump the psyche because they're like, what do you think of us? And it's like, oh, you two, yeah, you know. And what we would just laugh is it worked for them. They were all of the things that in every book and everything that did. Also, the two astrologies that would never work out together would not be a good, happy union. Very happy together, very intense. Made adjustments when they first got together. Nobody's the boss. And when we go to bed at night, we all go to bed, you know, with no reserves or any hard feelings. And they laughed. They said there was times that they were up till 2 and 3 in the morning, but nobody went to bed angry. So I thought that was good advice.
I got to hand it to them. That's fantastic.
Yes. We love you guys. Give us a minute left, Carol. Anything you want to tell everybody? Thank all of you guys. You know, Carol, you want to say anything to any of our people, listeners? We've got a lot of you guys connected with.
Yes, if you want to connect to me, I would say email me. My Angelic Universal Alignment site seems to be having a little bit of difficulty. But if you would like to contact me, you can contact the email of capital CAB0, not an O, 0, C00K at AOL.com. So it looks like Cabo Cook, but all the O's are zeros. So if you would like to reach out to me, that would be fine, or contact Jethro.
We love that. And those of you contacted, I want to thank all of you. I know it's been a little bit. You were like, what are you guys doing? We have a couple of you that have got prizes coming. They are in the mail. I know that I've kind of messaged you, and it's sometimes better you on the show. They'll get there when they do a little bit with the mail. We are hearing that it's taken 7 business days. I send them out Monday, so look for it about Tuesday, Wednesday. Give it a little time because, of, you know, we do have still some things going on, and there's a lot of mail out there. And so we love you guys, and definitely, Carol, thank you so much. You guys contact us. We love you. We'll help you, and be ready to see what the next journey is.